I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, it's great to be back with you. Kirk and Nolan in the studio as always. And hey, we do it for you. We can't do it without you. So we love the passion. We love the fire in your belly about this game, from the pros to the minors to the amateur level, everything in between. It's just keep it going. Keep it going. It just drives Nolan and I to be better and try to do better every single week with you. So again, we got so much to talk about on this episode. We've got, Judge hitting his 51st last night. And, we got the man selling the Mickey Mantle card at auction this week. 12.6 million. We'll talk about that a little bit, and just so much more in between. We got James Outman, AAA for the Los Angeles Dodgers, hitting his second cycle in four games at Oklahoma City. It's crazy what's happening right now. Player prospects coming up with different teams around the league now that September's here, of course. Not as big as it has been in past years, but still, it's an exciting month. Flipping over tomorrow what do you say? It's been a tremendous season all around. Every week there's just something to be talking about. The last weekend, even some of those big playoff teams, wild card contenders, everybody seemed to have off weekends, and the lower seeds were beating them handedly. You just never know what's going to happen in this game. We all know that, and hey, that's what we're here to talk about and pass our opinions on, our thoughts on, and go from there. So but before we get going with the episode, be sure to go over to our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Subscribe to us. Today I had on Tress Sullivan, second episode of the Rip Grip Pro Training Hitting Aid. Last week I had on Drew Avens, his co-creator with it, AAA player with the Dodgers. And, make sure you watch that one. That's a great product. It's got our stamp of approval. And just so you understand, everything that we put a stamp on, Noel, myself, Braden, we've tested out those products. We've firsthand reviewed them and evaluated them and talked in depth with the creators of them. So we don't put our stamp on those lightly, just so you understand. So it's all great, man. But hey, we're excited to get after it. We're excited to get up. We're excited to get dirty with you. So settle in. Get that favorite drink, like we said. Get that favorite seat. Be ready, because we're going to be right back here, and we're going to get after it. We're going to get after it. So be back here in a second with you.
This special report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Summer is here, and Burger King will help you beat the heat all season long with the newest Frozen Fanta flavor. What is it, you ask? Well, the mystery has finally been solved. The newest Frozen Fanta flavor is Strawberry Shortcake. Its color may be electric green, but this cool drink is packed with juicy, refreshing strawberry flavor. Easy for grab-and-go adventures, Frozen What the Fanta Strawberry Shortcake is your sidekick to summer. Whether you're headed to the park, the beach, the pool, or just trying to stay cool, stop in or hit up the drive-thru at Burger King and try the chilling, thrilling Frozen What the Fanta Strawberry Shortcake for just $1 plus tax. It's no mystery that your refreshment is guaranteed. So go ahead, quench your thirst with a Frozen What the Fanta Strawberry Shortcake for just $1 plus tax. Only at Burger King. Have it your way. Not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. This special report was brought to you by Coca-Cola.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward and master fifth grade math.
I can't do this. It's impossible.
Not you, Dad. Your daughter. Staples will help her move forward.
Ah, right.
Right now, Staples comp books and number 2 pencils are just 50 cents each. Plus, 2 pocket paper folders are only 25 cents each. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, we're not going back. We're going forward to school. Ends 9/3. In-store only. Limit 30.
Are you looking for solutions for health and wellness at home? Please visit antiagingbed.com. They are on a mission to use proven technology to provide you with healthy solutions to many conditions that affect all of us physically and mentally. Use promo code wellness for your discount. Antiagingbed.com. Technology proven to help you feel your best. Use promo code wellness. Antiagingbed.com. Feel your best.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay, Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
All right, dirtbags, like I said before the break, there's a lot to talk about. So, Nolan, I'm not going to hold you up. Get after it, brother.
Baltimore Orioles. Everybody's surprise team this year. Calling up Gunnar Henderson. Their number one overall prospect. Number two overall prospect in the game this year. I mean, let's be honest, Baltimore's making a push for it. They're in the thick of the wild card right now. It's a team that absolutely nobody thought would be even remotely close to contention this year, especially after the past few years. I was just reading an article the other day about how somebody already thinks, I think it was a guy from Fox, I can't even remember his name off of the top of my head, but he was saying that Adley Rutschman was already the best catcher in the game. You got Gunnar Henderson coming up. I don't know what position he's actually going to play right now, whether it would be shortstop or third base for them, but I mean, the kid's got a pretty swing. Obviously, he's going to be, well, he should be a stud. When he makes his MLB debut, I think that this is kind of funny. He's going to wear number two. Being the number two overall prospect. So I don't know. I don't know if that's in homage of Derek Jeter or what the deal is there, but either way, when you're the number two overall prospect and you're going to wear your number, I think that that's pretty cool. But just sticking with the Orioles, Grayson Rodriguez has made his long-awaited return to the mound. Obviously, he's just right now rehabbing in high A for Baltimore, but either way, I mean, that's a step in the right direction, which means he could be up for the major league club, depending on how close they are within the final 2 weeks of September to the playoffs. He could be up with the big league boys trying to pitch them into the postseason.
Yeah, I know we're going to talk a lot more in depth with them probably in the final part of this episode, and I can just give our thoughts and opinions on where they came from, but really what September is going to look like for them. So stay with us. We'll talk more about the Orioles at the back end of this episode.
Then jumping over, we got Framber Valdez. I want to give a shout out to him. 22 straight quality starts. A guy that not a lot That's of guys insane. Have been talking about. But quality start, for those that don't know, 6 innings, 3 earned runs or less, regardless of a decision or not. But yeah, every start for the past 22 starts, at least 6 innings and at most 3 earned runs.
Yeah, you can't even wrap your head around that, right?
Nope.
Like 22 straight, 10 straight is unbelievable.
It gives 22 you a great straight? Chance to win. Great chance to win
three?
For 22 straight games.
Exactly. 3 runs or less? Oh, my God. The whip's below 1? Right around 1? Like, that's crazy, man. And you can't even... you're right. Hats off, and a shout out is deserved. Good for you. Good for you, Framber Valdez.
Yeah, and I think the reason more people aren't talking about him is just because his teammate this year, Justin Verlander, a month to go before he gets his third Cy Young. At 40 years old, do you think he can do it, Kirk? I think he can. The guy's still pitching lights out baseball. Obviously, he just went on the IL there the other day.
Yeah.
So that could hinder him, but I mean, his stats are basically going to be finalized depending on kind of how his rehab and everything goes. But I mean, it's tough. It's tough for him not to win it, but at the same time, Dylan Cease has to have a great final month in order to really cement himself, in my opinion, as the AL Cy Young.
Yeah, Kevin Gausman's there. McClanahan, he got a little injury before his start last night or whatever. We're not quite sure. The Rays haven't really released anything.
He just got placed on the IL.
He did. Okay, yeah, there you go. So, you know, hey, look at what happened last year, right? You know, you got Robbie Ray and you got Garrett Cole coming down the stretch, and Cole imploded. So you never know, man. Like we said, I mean, September, we always talk about it, Nolan, right? Every game counts for you and me. Every game is the same. But there's no question, when you want to make postseason or you want to make awards at the end of the season, boy, September's a big month for you. You got to be on the field, right?
Best ability is availability.
That's right.
If you're not available, then what good are you to me down the stretch? So, I mean, yeah, that one definitely hurts because, yeah, those are two guys, obviously, McClanahan and Verlander, right in the hunt for the AL Cy Young. Dylan Cease, I mean, he's a guy right now, he's got a chance of winning the AL Triple Crown for pitchers.
Yeah, I mean, the White Sox just can't get on a roll.
No, and Garrett Cole obviously just got his 200th strikeout there the other day. So big shout out to him for doing that again this year. But, I mean, either way, I think it's going to be a very interesting final couple weeks. If Dylan Cease can, if he can stay healthy and continue to pitch the way that he has, to me, he's going to win AL Cy Young.
He needs to, because the rest of that staff just isn't getting it done. Lance Lynn imploding, Giolito imploding this year. Man, I mean, La Russa's on the hot seat, right?
Cueto finally had a hot start, too. But, I mean, either way, Tony La Russa, you got to assume will be fired after the year. I get it that him and Reinsdorf have that very tight connection there, but...
Hey, you got to win, man.
Yeah.
With what they invested in that team, you got to win, right? You got to lead the Central.
Yeah.
And they're just not getting it done. It's a tough year for them, as we all know, man, especially if you're a fan. if you're a fan, you're just pulling your hair out this year, you know? And I'm not a hardcore fan of the White Sox or whatever, but I certainly love them and like watching them and stuff like that. And it's just been a tough, tough year all across the board. So, but you're right. Back to those pitchers. You fingers crossed. It's a 15-dayer, and they're right back out there for those last 2-3 weeks of the season, and they can finish what they started, as they say, right?
And someone we probably haven't talked anything about this year, or for most part, even their team, really, because, let's be honest, Arizona hasn't really been that great over the past few years since trading Goldie, but Zach Gallen,
yeah,
one of their best bright spots, 34 1/3 straight scoreless streak right now.
Yeah.
The dude's dicing up teams. And it's not even like he's playing bad teams. Like, he just diced up the Phillies there on Tuesday night. And he just went right at him, said, here you go, Mr. Bryce Harper, you're back in the lineup. Strike you out. Kyle Schwarber leading the NL for home runs. Strike you out. Castellanos, once upon a time, good hitter. Get you out. Like, he's dominating dudes, man.
And not only against that offensive lineup, but you know what? They had Aaron Nola on the mound, right?
Yeah.
Opposing them.
They lit up Aaron Nola. Jake McCarthy, the rookie for Arizona, one of their five rookie outfielders, it seems like, this year.
Back-to-back games, man, lighting guys up.
Yeah. No, that's a good-looking team. I mean, especially, like, you look at their outfield now. They just called up Corbin Carroll there last week. You're looking at Jake McCarthy, obviously another guy that they brought up earlier in the year. Alec Thomas as well. So basically their entire outfield to this point right now is rookies. And I mean, if you're Arizona, why wouldn't you? Obviously they just extended Torey Lovallo there. What was that, Tuesday or Monday night? I can't remember exactly which one it was. It was either Monday night or Tuesday morning, but he got extended for an extra year. And I mean, you gotta kind of let him actually have a team that he can develop with. Because let's be honest, to this point, he hasn't been given anything really to work with. He kind of took over that team post-Goldschmidt playing career in Arizona. And what he had, obviously, David Peralta, who was a very consistent part of that lineup, but doesn't fit, obviously, their long-term plans because he's, what, 31, 32, something like that? And I think on the last year of his contract. So, yeah, they needed to trade him. Obviously, he went to Tampa Bay. But yeah, like you're looking at the rest of them. I mean, Ketel Marte, obviously, a couple years ago, he had that MVP type year. But he hasn't really stayed healthy and hasn't really had the same productivity when he is healthy as he did a few years back and a couple years ago. But, I mean, either way, it's you got to give Torrey a shot to prove that he is a big league manager. And, I mean, yeah, like let the guy develop with these young kids.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, right? So many times ownership just gives up on these guys or whatever and stuff like that. And it's the same thing with Baltimore and stuff like that, manager over there. And you know what? Hey, hats off to ownership for recognizing and saying, okay, now let's go ahead. We see what we kind of look like for the future. Nothing's ever guaranteed, as we know, or whatever, and that. But hey, you know what? You've been with us. You've worked. You've never said a bad word. You've stayed true as a manager with us, Lovello. Let's go ahead and extend you. Now let's see what we can really do as a program because, I mean, hey, we know NL West, my God, man, juggernaut, right? It's not like it's going to change. It's not like it's going away. But, boy, that's exciting when you start putting teams on there that are putting up 10 runs back-to-back games and games. Pretty good Phillies team right now or whatever and stuff. So the pieces are there. Go out and maybe make a few free agent signings in the offseason or maybe a trade here and there if you got some depth in some areas and see what happens with it. Go from there, like we said. So, hey, Dirtbex, we got so much more to talk about. Just stay with us, and we'll be right back here in a moment.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
All right, welcome back, Dear Biggs. And hey, we're going to stay right after it. So, Noli, drive on. What do you got next for us?
So, I thought that this was actually pretty cool. Okay, so there's, I think it was just a mom and son, from what I understood. Mom and son were at a Toronto Blue Jays game. They're from somewhere over in UK, I guess close to London. And so they were at the Blue Jays game, just watching the game. Kids holding up a sign saying, Marcus Stroman, like, you're the reason I like baseball, or something along those lines. Basically just saying, like, hey, Marcus Stroman, thanks for making me a Blue Jays fan. Obviously, the Cubs were playing the Toronto Blue Jays in Toronto this past week. And so Marcus Stroman goes over, takes a picture with the kid. The kid starts bawling his eyes out. And he says to the kid, hey, let me know your address. Let me know your mom's name. Let me know your name. Your family's name, yada, yada, yada. Don't worry, I got you next year when we're over in London. Because the Cubs and the Cardinals are playing over in London next year. So I thought that was pretty cool. I was like, man, that's a great story. And obviously us being up near Toronto, I want to give this shout out. Because I always did like Marcus Stroman. I thought that he was a hell of a player, hell of a competitor. Obviously one of the better pitchers for the Jays during their run to the postseason there half a decade ago now. But either way, yeah, like Marcus Stroman to me was always a stand-up guy. So, yeah, I want to give you your credit right now. But jumping over to the Jays, what do you think, Kirk? Win 6 out of 7 against the Yankees and Red Sox in there, and then proceed to get their butts kicked by the Angels.
Yeah, I mean, and they weren't the only team this last week. And even the Yankees sucked out in Oakland. Just so many. But the Angels come in here looking like a disarray. But again, you said it a few weeks ago when Alec Rushman came up and just creates that different energy, right? And that different vibe. Well, you know, all of a sudden you get the best player in the world back or whatever, and that Trout or whatever. And he just goes about it like we talked about, you know, no rehab, jump in, hits a bomb down in Tampa Bay or whatever and stuff like that, and just gets rocking and rolling. It just, I don't know what it is. It just brings a different energy and a different, the bottom line was the Angels came in and just shut them down like they were a minor league team. Like they just couldn't do anything on them. You know, now they've, what, extra innings against the Cubbies Monday night or whatever. Last night again, it looked a little better again, but they're just such an up and down team for me or whatever. I just don't know what to trust. And that pitching staff just not there. It's just not deep enough, right? Manoah's working so much harder. He's already over his innings limit. Not limit, but what he's done in his pro career. He's only had 1 year. He's in his second year. But, you know, you're just starting to see the back end of a season with that pitching staff. And I don't know. I just, it's not something you're comfortable with. Not with the way the Mariners are playing right now in the American League. Tampa Bay, of course, is looking good. They're just being Tampa Bay. And again, we're going to talk about the Orioles in that last segment here or whatever and that, but you know, they're hanging tight. So that wild card for the American League is just getting a little tighter all the time. Cleveland's battling Minnesota there in the Central, but they're both now, they're kind of back in that wild card third place hole as well. So I don't know. What's your thoughts?
Well, I think it's polar opposite to the National League. I think that there's at least teams trying to compete in the American League, where the National League, it just seems like, and don't get me wrong, obviously every team's trying to compete, but you're looking at the National League and you're like, okay, the Brewers, I think, could get steamrolled by any of the top teams in the playoffs. The Padres right now, I mean, how do you have any confidence in Josh Hader? Like, he can't get an out without letting up 5 runs before it. Like, I'm just trying to think. Like, the Giants, I guess, are technically in the wild card hunt still. But that's not even a team that really wanted to make the playoffs this year, it seems like. Like, outside of really, like, the top 5 teams, the top 4 teams in the National League, it seems like it's basically just a crapshoot. But the AL, yeah, I mean, I got to give credit where credit's due. At least it seems like they're trying to compete. But the Jays, outside of Gausman this year, like, I don't have any faith in any of their starters anymore. Like, because like you said, Manoah, I mean, obviously I got faith in Manoah. But Manoah's at that he's at that innings threshold where you kind of, you're going to see fatigue over the next couple of weeks start to set in.
Yeah, I mean, get it.
He's pitched incredible, but his past couple of starts, he's kind of, his off speed hasn't looked the exact same. So it's one of those things where, yeah, I'm starting to get a bit scared how they're going to use him. And especially in the playoffs, like what if the Jays get into the playoffs, what, he's going to be probably your number two behind Gausman, I'd assume, ahead of Berrios. And it's like, yep. How long of a leash do I actually let the rookie have? Like, because I remember the Berrios one year with Washington, when Washington was first starting to make the playoffs, and Steven Strasburg was a rookie or a second-year guy. I can't remember which one it was. And then even the year that he was coming off of the Tommy John, how he was on the innings limit, and they just completely shut him down. And yep. Washington ends up yep. missing the playoffs the one year, and the other year he just couldn't pitch in the playoffs, and they got knocked out in the first round. So it's like, okay, where's the line there? Like, you take the risk reward, you pitch Manoah way past his innings limit, and all of a sudden he's got a higher chance of an injury. Or you shut him down, exactly. And then you complete your screw yourself, and you know that you have a good enough team that you should be able to compete in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I look at Sunday's game against Shohei or whatever, and that, when you look at the box score at the end of it or whatever, you go, what's Kirk and Nolan talking about with Manoah or whatever and that? But if you were able to watch the game, like, there was no rhythm and tempo, no pace to his pitch, and you could tell he was just really, really grinding and working on every pitch he was throwing. Like, God, I mean, if they're bringing in the pitch clock next year, I mean, he's going to get the gong every time. He was well over the 20 seconds or whatever it was. They're going to put it at. And you know, he just didn't have that rhythm and tempo that you have when you're confident and you know you're in command and you know what you're doing. Again, like I said, at the end of the game, he lost it or whatever to show you, but I don't know, 2-1 when he left or whatever it was, you know, great performance again. But just working hard. And if that's your number two guy, boy, that puts a little scare in you. And like you said, Berrios, oh my God. Eesh. He's just like a nightmare right now or whatever. He just can't get anything going. So I'm right there with you. I just, out of those wild card teams right there, boy, they're at the bottom for me. They're just, I'm not comfortable. And it seems like when their bats go flat, the whole lineup goes flat. It's not one or two guys. And that's the way it should be when you've got that type of a depth lineup that they have, right?
Yep.
You know, hey, no problem. If one or two, even three guys go off the chart, no problem. They got nine hitters. Drive on. You're going to win the game. But boy, when they go dead, they just go dead.
Yeah, it seems like absolutely no one wants to pick up the slack. So, I mean, that's one of those things where, like, as a person that I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm a Jays fan. Like, I like the Jays just because we're Canadian, but I'm not a Jays fan. As someone that watches enough Jays games, I watch that team and I'm like, there is not a lot of confidence in this team even making it out of the wild card round if they do make it into the playoffs. And I mean, I said a couple of weeks ago on the show, I'm giving them less than a 25% chance, and now I'm giving them less than a 10% chance. Honestly, I like Cleveland, I like Seattle, and hell, I'd pick Baltimore over Toronto any day of the week right now with the way that Baltimore's playing.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, you got two MVP candidates going at her down in New York right now. Last 2 days, Shohei gets the winning home run there two nights ago. Judge gets his 51st last night or whatever and that to win it. You know, hey, that's a pretty exciting time to be there when you got those two guys going at it or whatever and stuff like that. But he's got his 51st. What's he going to end up at? Let's keep the predictions going every week. Where's he sitting, Ole? What do you got him at?
He's got a month and what, 4 days, give or take.
Yeah.
I can't see him not getting 60.
I don't know if he breaks 64.
I'm putting him dead tie. I got him and Maris at 61 apiece. I know the projection right now or projection is 63. But yeah, like I can't see him getting 11 plus home runs in the final month just because I feel like more teams are going to pitch around him. Like,
yeah.
Just
I hope not. I really
no,
do.
No,
I hope
exactly.
Not. I hope they got a big enough lead, drive on and carry on. So I do want to give a quick Canadian shout out to Cal Quantrill down there in Cleveland or whatever. They seem to have their pitching staff going pretty good right now or whatever and that. But he was 4-0 this month. Last night against the O's, combined one hitter with the relievers. You know, hey, that's. Wow, I didn't know where he fit in with that trade with with Clevenger. The Padres there a couple of years ago. Clevenger, but a couple of years ago or whatever with him and Naylor coming over to the Indians. But Naylor got the home run last night. Quantrill gets a 4-0 month. Caps it out with one hitter, like I said. Hey, good for him, man. Good Canadian kid. Starting to put it together. I mean, we played against his travel ball team growing up or whatever and stuff like that. Never faced him. He was usually with the Canadian team at that time when we faced them. But, you know, hey, it's a cool little story to know that, you know, that guy was right there with you guys growing up, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And then Naylor's younger brother, Bo, you know, he's tearing it up right now. They love him defensively in that, and he's a catcher in the Guardians minor league system too. So he's not too far away from being up there with his brothers. So you know what? The Guardians just keep doing what they're doing. Terry Francona, I know you speak so highly of him or whatever, and you have several times on this show in the past. But, you know, that's going to be an interesting month between them and Minnesota, I think, too. It's not said and done right there in the AL Central either.
I got a funny feeling that this is going to be Terry's last year as manager. But either way, no, like hey. That's going to be a great race down the stretch. I can't see Cleveland winning the AL Central just because they lack the offensive firepower that Minnesota still somewhat has. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's going to be, I think it'll be a two-game, a 1-3 game type of race at the end of the day. Like, I can't see it being any more than 3-game separation by the time the playoffs comes around.
I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. I think that exactly. So, you know, Dirtbags, we got a lot to talk about. We're going to go to Brandon Hyde and his Baltimore Orioles in the third segment. Give her thoughts and opinions of, you know, what it's like to play when you're not challenging and when it is challenging. So, hey, take a break. We'll be right back here in a second.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
TrackPhone wants to know, are you an influencer, a big live streamer? No? Then guess what? You don't need an endless data plan. Get just the right amount of data with TrackPhone's $40 unlimited talk and text smartphone plan. Now with 8 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited carryover on America's largest, most dependable network, now with 5G. Get the data you need at the price you want. TrackPhone Wireless. Now you're in control. Available at major retailers. 5G-compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at TrackPhone.com.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward into art class.
A 4-foot replica of the Statue of Liberty using elbow macaroni?
With glue and art supplies from Staples.
By tomorrow.
Right now at Staples, 1-inch binders are only $1.99 each. Plus select backpacks are 50% off. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, this year we're not going back. We're going forward to school. In-store only, ends 8/27, limit 30 on binders.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. School is almost in session, and Amazon is making it easy to check off the final items on back-to-school shopping lists. From essentials like pencils, folders, and lunchboxes, to electronics like laptops and headphones, to room decor and picture day-ready attire, Amazon's back-to-school and off-to-college shopping guides are a one-stop destination for all last-minute needs. Amazon offers parents, students, and teachers vast selection, low prices, and fast, free delivery on eligible items for Prime members. Additionally, through Amazon's Your Supply List, parents can conveniently find and seamlessly shop for their child's classroom-specific lists, as requested by their teacher. College students can also sign up for Prime Student to enjoy the same shopping, savings, and entertainment benefits of Prime for only $7.49, along with access to exclusive perks for college life, including 24/7 tutoring with Course Hero. Visit Amazon.com/back to school and Amazon.com/off to college now to finish checking off your school shopping list.
You know what a booster shot can be like? Charging a cell phone. Just like a cell phone charger helps restore your battery, a booster is given after a primary series vaccination to enhance or restore protection against COVID-19, which wanes over time. Boosters are recommended for people 5 years and older. Schedule a booster appointment as soon as eligible. You can even make the appointment on your phone. as long as it's charged. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And like I said before the break, time to talk a little bit about Brandon Hyde and those Baltimore Orioles, man. If you're an Orioles fan, you're just, you're right off your seat. You're not on the edge of your seat. You're right off your seat with this stretch that they're on, stuff like that. But Nolan, I want to dig a little deeper about it and talk about what they're doing, but also what September could look like from our thoughts of you and how it can kind of relate to the minor league as well and stuff like that in the amateur baseball. And what I'm talking about for me personally is, you know, when you're so far out of the race, you got nothing to lose, as we all know, right? So you just play free and easy. Your mind is open and free. Your manager, your coaches are able to just let you go and be who you are, whether you are a stud or whether you are just an everyday dirtbag grinder out baseball player. And that's what they started doing, right? And then all of a sudden, the Adley Rutschman thing starts popping up. You get a little excitement. You get a little groove going. Comes up. He has to get his feet wet for a couple of weeks, like most minor leaguers do, coming up and making that first taste and getting settled in and grounded and stuff like that. But all of a sudden, they're winning and winning and winning with players that, you know what, they're a pitching staff for me anyways that is nice, but that's it. It's nice. It's not something that you respect, because you just don't know them well enough, right? But for me now, Nolan, boy, they put themselves in the hunt. They put themselves in the race. September is a different beast. And I think you've seen that the last couple of nights with Cleveland being there or whatever, and that those pitchers haven't looked as clean. Now it's real, right? So your mind isn't as free. You know there's something. There's no more hypothetical. You know you're playing for postseason.
Well, they went from having the target on their back to all of a sudden being the hunted.
That's right.
The hunter
that's
to the hunted, exactly, man. And that's like, yeah, it seems like they're playing with a, sorry for the analogy, but a tight butthole. And yep. Like when you're playing like that, man, I don't know. The thing to me is they don't have enough veteran presence right now. Which the trade of Trey Mancini obviously hurts at this point in time, because that was a guy with great veteran presence. They just signed Jesus Aguilar to a minor league deal on Tuesday. But, like, you're looking at it, and I don't know, man. I'm just shaking my head thinking, like, okay, A, how did Baltimore get here this fast? Because no one was expecting that. But B, like, why wouldn't they go all in right now? Like, call up all their top prospects that they can, get these guys as much experience in September as they can, let them get the new faces. I mean, obviously, their young kids have done exactly what they're expecting them to do. Their pitching staff, yes, they still need pitching help. There's no two ways about it. They traded some of their bullpen guys, but I mean, hell, even their bullpen guys that they still got, drawn a blank on their one reliever, but he's been one of the best relievers over the past 2 months in the AL. Like, you're just going up and down that lineup, and it's not an imposing team, yet everything that they do, they just seem to figure out ways how to scrap out wins. Obviously, the past week, they've had a little bit of difficulties, and like you said, yeah, it seems like they're starting to play a bit tighter. But I don't know, man. To me, it's still a team that I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, just because you got, obviously, Tampa Bay, who's still in that division. You got Toronto, who... they got to get hungry real fast if they want to try and make the playoffs. And everybody's kind of predicted them to be a playoff team. You look at the two lineups, Toronto, you got to say, is better on paper than Baltimore's at this point. Boston, they still got to go up against Boston. And I mean, Boston's a team that they can beat, but Boston will still play you hard, because right now Boston doesn't want to finish last in the AL East.
Yep. Yep, and Seattle's going to have it a lot easier out west, I would think, right, with Oakland. And not that Oakland ever plays it lightly or whatever. And obviously the Angels, we just spoke about it. They're playing some good baseball again right now too or whatever. So it's not a walk away or whatever. They're playing good baseball. But, you know, so you've played and you've coached as well, same as me and stuff. You know, I think right now Brandon Hyde is going to earn every paycheck for the rest of this season, right? Because he's the leader at the end of the day, right? And now he's not leading a team of, hey, let's go see if we can knock some teams out. It's like you said, now you're the hunted. So his mind is different, but it all starts and finishes with him, right?
And
he's got to have a good energy, a good vibe. And this is important to listen to if you're an amateur coach out there, because this needs to happen all year. You cannot change based on wins and losses. You have to learn who you are as a coach, as a manager, and you have to stay true to it. But most importantly, your players have to trust you. Trust you. And I don't know. What's your thoughts, man? Because, I mean, it's his first taste going through that type of stuff, right? As far as Baltimore goes.
Yeah, exactly. No, that was the thing. I mean, obviously, he got his first real good coaching break with the Chicago Cubs. Came up with them, and what was it, 2014, obviously, was kind of the year that Chicago started to, okay, you could see the pieces were starting to come together. That was when they're starting to bring up a lot of their young guys. Just made the Jason Hayward acquisition. I can't remember if it was before 14 or before 15 season. Either way, it was around that time. But they had young Anthony Rizzo. Obviously, Javi Baez came up a year later. Wilson Contreras in 16. But you were just looking Chris at that Bryant. Team. And yeah, like it was a lot of young guys that were coming up and just doing the right things. So, I mean, Brandon Hyde, he made the comparison there the other day to that team. And you're like, yeah, like I can see this. I can understand why you're saying that. Because, yeah, this is a guy that he went through – the long-term slump with the Chicago Cubs before they actually became a World Series champion in 2016. And then that team obviously kind of fell apart pretty quickly. But either way, like you're looking at it and you're like, okay, Baltimore's got to be the exact same mindset as those early day Chicago Cubs teams. Like, hey, we're going to come up here and we're going to fight. We're going to bring up all the kids that want to win. And if you don't want to win, you can take a seat on the bench. And that's got to be the way that he's got to manage down the stretch.
Maybe he's got to bring in his buddy for a few guest appearances, Joe Maddon, to do some of the quirky stuff that you've heard about him doing over the years, right? And hey, I'm not saying he wouldn't. I'm not saying he wouldn't do it. And maybe it's not a great thing either, right? You know, you get him to come in and talk about the experience going through that process to validate what Hyde was saying to his team, probably to validate it, but then also just to say, hey, you know what? This is still a game. And you guys put yourself in this position because you went out free of mind and confident and physically able to do it when you're in that state of mind and that emotion affects. You got to stay there, man. You got to stay there. And I mean, it's easier said than done. I know you're out there, dirtbags, going, ah, come on, man. You guys are talking. You're talking right, but that's, you know what? It's a lot harder than just doing it. It is. It is. But again, every day, just a nice conversation, and it just, hey, go be you. Go be you, because they got some weight on their shoulders for sure. And I mean, hey, it's a rush. I mean, I don't think, I'm with you, Noah. I don't think they can pull it off at the end of the day or whatever and that, but hey, anything, if they closed about 15 games in a hell of a hurry, so anything's possible, man. So, hey, I do want to slide over to Artie Moreno, California Angels. What are we talking there? Did that come as a bit of a shock this week, this past week? You know, the announcement of exploring options for the sale of the team. What were you thinking when you read it?
No, I mean, obviously it comes as a shock. What even came as a bigger shock to me was Rod Carew announcing, good, I can finally have a relationship with the Los Angeles Angels again. That one came as the biggest surprise. And like, I don't know Rod Carew, obviously, on a personal level or anything like that, but anything you hear about Rod Carew is he was always an upstanding guy. Like, you could go and talk to him, have easy conversations, very humble guy. Obviously, one of the greatest players in MLB history, but for something like that to come out, I'm like, okay, well, obviously, Artie Moreno rubbed a Hall of Famer wrong and one of the greatest to ever do it, so that can't be a great sign. But, I mean, it's going to be interesting to me. Like, on the outside of just the Artie Moreno selling the team or possibility of selling the team, all of a sudden, what happens with Mike Trout? What happens with Shohei Ohtani? Like, Shohei Ohtani, I'd imagine he's got one more year before he can become a free agent. Now, I'm saying Juan Soto obviously comes into effect here, because whether or not that was actually a hindrance upon him signing the long-term extension with Washington or not, like, obviously, once the news broke that, I think it was Scott Boras basically said, without ownership, we can't sign a long-term contract because this could be null and void by the time the contract's actually signed. I'm still calling BS on that, but either way, Mike Trout. Hypothetically speaking, why wouldn't you trade Mike Trout this offseason now? If you're trying to sell the team, you know that you got to go into a long-term rebuild because they rank 30th in the minor leagues, like out of all systems. Like it's just a team that doesn't look like they've ever gotten out of the mud. They've been stuck in it ever since they won the World Series in what, 02? And yeah, like it's just been, I don't know. Artie's owned the team since 2003. Obviously, he's done more or less Jack Diddley with the team. He's always tried to put a competitive team out there. I give him credit, but nothing ever seems to work. So, I mean, I can understand it. He's what? He's 76 years old.
His family doesn't want to take it over, so drive on.
Yeah, like I can understand why you'd want to sell it. But if you're the general manager there, like I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, okay, well, what does this mean? Like Mike Trout, you know, by the time the rebuild's going to be over, he'll be what, 35, 36? Like he's 31, 32 now. I'd imagine he's got to be traded this offseason. Shohei Ohtani would be in the same boat.
Yeah, but you just said some interesting points. You look at this contract that Rodriguez just signed last week with Seattle extension. You look at what Soto's going to get or whatever, and add now what's left on the 425, owing to Mike Trout, looks pretty damn good, doesn't it? And there'd be a lot of teams out there that would bid on that. And like you said, supply that minor league system, probably, and some pro players as well. And then you go ahead and you re-up Ohtani. Because, I mean, it's still an MVP battle between him and Judge. I mean, as nice Judge 51s are, you got the two-way player he's hitting home runs this week, too, or whatever, and that. He's just shot. He's at 29 now. You know, he's going to end in the 30s by the time it's all said and done. He's over 10 wins if he's going to get there or whatever. Like, man, maybe you're going that way exactly right with the way it is. And just knowing, well, not knowing what those young players are going to sign for down the road. Maybe you are better to go ahead and get the guy that you know he's already signed and taken care of. So anyways, it'll be interesting to see how that unfolds in the offseason and what happens as we move forward. Nolan did definitely want to give a big shout out to the players that have stepped up for the USA World Baseball Classic team. Run with it, brother.
Yeah, I mean, just the players. There hasn't been any pitchers announced, but just the players alone. I'm sitting here, and my mouth just hit the floor. Like, Trey Turner was the latest one to announce. So he's going to be probably the starting, well, not even probably. He's got to be the starting shortstop over Tim Anderson. Who, I mean, that's still a top-tier backup shortstop. You got Trevor Story at second base, so that's going to be your double play combination. Corners, you got the Cardinals. You got Arenado Goldschmidt. You got Pete Alonso as a backup first baseman. You got Will Smith and JT Realmuto as your starting catchers, who I don't know which one of them is going to start over who. They're both damn good. I'd imagine JT would probably be the starting catcher. He's a little bit better defensively to me than Will Smith, but I mean, either way, you can't go wrong with those guys. Then you get to the outfield. You got Cedric Mullins and I'd imagine Kyle Tucker on the bench, which is just insane to think about. And then your starting outfield, obviously team captain Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, and, oh my goodness,
Mookie Betts.
Like, that's why I'm just sitting here laughing. I don't even know if they're going to put Mookie Betts at second base over Trevor Story. Like, that might be the play that they go with. And either way, you're looking at that lineup and you're like, what the heck?
And like you said, Judge hasn't even stepped up into it. So bottom line is, Dirtbags, if you're an American out there listening or wherever you are in the world, you're excited about that team. So we'll be right back here with our final thoughts.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
All right, Dirtbags, time for the final thoughts. Nolan?
So on the night that Albert Pujols makes history by hitting his 694th home run against his 450th different pitcher, passing Barry Bonds for most all time. On August 29, 2001, Serena Williams won a match at the U.S. Open. Albert Pujols hit a home run. Vladimir Guerrero Sr., Craig Biggio, and Dante Bichette all recorded a hit. August 29, 2022. So 22 years later, Serena Williams wins at the U.S. Open. Albert Pujols hits a home run. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Kevin Biggio, and Bo Bichette all record a hit. So Kevin Biggio, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Bo Bichette, obviously, are the sons of Dante Bichette, Craig Biggio, and Vladimir Guerrero Sr. That to me is just crazy. What the heck are the odds of that? And this is going to be, obviously, Albert's last year. Obviously, Serena Williams has announced her retirement from tennis. One of the greatest athletes of all time. Hands down, regardless of sex, she's hands down one of the greatest athletes of all time. Either way, just crazy to me that 22 years later, the stars just aligned.
Hey, that's getting dirty, brother. That's getting dirty right there. Unbelievable. Hard to believe. So, hey, Dirtbags, again, make sure you go over to our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Nation to watch this week's episode on the Rip Grip Pro Hitting Training Aid. Hey, if you want to get any apparel, slide on over to our store at www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com. You can get hats, apparel, the college playbook. If you're going through the college recruiting process, it's all right there for you. Nice and easy, seamless. We'll get it out to you and we'll get you wearing it and have you be a proud member of the nation. Show it all over the world. We got our natural pearl. We got our dirty ball collection. We got our Canadian edition. We got our USA edition. So it's all there for you for sure. So, and hey, again, we do it for you. We can't do it without you. We love it. Share it. Spread it. Send your comments to us. Send your questions in to us. We'll get them answered. You have our promise. You have our guarantee on that. You know what time of the week it is. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.